שלום, אנחנו לומדים מתוך תיקוני הזוהר, עמוד 129, תיקון 60. ניתן לצפות בשידורנו באתר קבלה לעם, כמו כן ניתן לשאול שאלות במהלך השיעור. תיקוני הזוהר, עמוד 129, תיקון 60. בראשית זו ברית, שנאמר בו עץ החיים, ובהיפוך תביר, שגרם שבר לאדם הראשון. וזה עץ הדעת טוב ורע, טוב הוא העץ, אותו שכתוב, ותראה האישה כי טוב העץ למאכל, וכי תאווה הוא לעיניים, והפרי שלו רע. כפי מראה שלו, כך היה נראה לה מבחוץ. כמו הפה, דברים יפים מבחוץ, ולב מלא תינופים מבפנים. וזה לא הייתה יודעת ששם המוות היה מבפנים של הפרי. כמו שכתוב, ותיקח מפריו ותאכל, ותיתן גם לאישה אימה. הרי פרי האילן ששם מוות. ויש קליפות הפרי, שהם תוהו ובוהו וחושך ותהום. שקליפות אלו הן רע. המוח מבפנים טוב. עץ החיים, קליפות שלו טובות, והמוח שלו טוב. וזהו ענפיו יפים, ופירותיו רבים. ויש אילן שכולו רע. מוח וקליפה...
And there's a tree that is completely evil, like the mech of the klipa are good, and its waters are bitter, as it is written... And they will come Marta and could not drink the water from the bitterness, for they were bitter. Hence he called her name Mara, bitter. And he, the Creator said that he would put a tree, throw it on the water, in which the waters were mitigated. A sweet tree from which branches and roots emerge, as it's written, as they are sweet from honey and from... the honey structures. And there are sweet waters and bitter waters. And this against that the Creator made. And there is one that is half sweet and half bitter. And this is the tree of knowledge, good and evil. Like silver that is mixed with lead. There's a tree whose klipot are bitter on the outside, and the marrow is sweet from within. Such you will find in evil man, his evil words, and yet his heart is good. And there's one whose heart is good, and his mouth is bad. This is the tree of knowledge, good and evil. This is where the cheating snake nests. This is how a person who has a good body will be found, and his signs are all beautiful, and his soul is a soul of wicked from within. And you shall find a man whose body is evil with all its signs, and his soul from within is evil. This is a righteous who has it bad. But one who is good on the outside and evil on the inside is a wicked who has it good. Because he will have no part in the next world. Good on the outside and from within, a righteous who has it good. Evil from within and outside, a wicked who has it bad. Good from within and his clothing is evil. This is poor who rides on a donkey. Evil from within and his clothing is good on the outside. It was said about that, I saw servants on horses, and everything is apparent in the deeds of man, the one who is inside. And it was not for some, no reason that it was said that the Midrash is not the essence, but the action is the essence. As fools look at the body, which is the clothing, as it is written, skin and flesh you shall clothe me, and the righteous with the good deeds. And the Creator pointed to the tree, which is the staff of Moses, which would invert from a staff to a snake and from a snake to a servant, like the flame of the inverting sword. And this is Matat, who would use Moses. Just like the middle pillar that he uses and would govern the lower ones with, so it was with Moses, who was like him. He would use the staff. And why is Matat called Mate, staff? As at times it tilts towards the merit to the righteous, and at times he tilts towards the obligation to the wicked. Hence it inverts from a staff to the snake, to the wicked to beat them with, and to the snake to the staff for the righteous to give them reward with. Such it is about that angel, the Creator, just like the soul which rides on the body. And the righteous in that place was said, the righteous of Moses for the fear of God, since he inverts judgments to mercy. And in this place, there needs to be a change in action so that it will invert from din to rachamim, from judgment to mercy, and change a place. And the Creator, who is from within, was said about, I, the Lord, have not changed. As he is merciful and graceful, and there's no judgment nor any changes in him. And when a person rules his inclination, the snake becomes a staff. And if his inclination rules over him, it becomes from a staff into a snake. And immediately Moses ran from his face. What is, and he ran away? Here it is implied about a change of place, as he ran away from the place and from before him. This is the secret, and his eyes, the eyes of both, have opened. And in what were they opened? To know good and evil, which is the staff which is made of the two of them. When it was inverted from the snake to the staff, it was said about him, a righteous who has it good. And when it inverts from a staff to a snake, it was said about it, a wicked who has it good. Correction 61. Bereshit is a thought. Elohim is the upper Ima, the deed that they both are fear and love. The heaven is the voice, and the land is the speech. And in all, Adam and Eve have sinned, separating between Abba and Ima, which are thought and deed, and between the voice and the speech, which are son and daughter. And due to that, they will hear the voice of God walking in the garden in the spirit of the day. Et kol, the voice, is the middle pillar, and divinity with it, the name, the Lord God, Abba Ve'ima. And these are the four letters, Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei. Yud, Abba, Hei, Ima, Vav, Ben, Hei, Bat. Which are thought and deed, voice and speech. And the secret of the matter, the thought joins the action. And this is the secret of Yud, which is Yud, and the voice and speech, which are heaven and earth and all their hosts. The voice that would walk in the garden is the middle pillar. He heard a voice that would be going in the garden in the branches of the tree. In that tree that Adam HaRishon sinned with, as he would say, the tree to the wicked Sam, the primordial snake, wicked, do not touch me. And in what place would the voice go in the garden, which is Adni Dina, to the left side? Which was said of, and there was on a day that the sons of God would come to stand before the Creator. And this is in the spirit of the day. And what would the sons of God say? Rather, they came to establish themselves on the statement of the Creator. As when the Creator said, we shall make man in our graven image, they said, what man, and you shall know him, the son of a human, and you will consider him. And they heard the voice of Lord God, that voice in the garden that was the divinity, where the tree of life is planted. And Eve caused it to be uprooted from the garden. And Adam, who caused in his thought for it to be departed, and its creak of the tree that was emerging to the garden remained dry. Yudke Vavke is the tree. Hey, hey, its branches and its root. Vav, the body of the tree. Yud, its fruit, its spring. This point, his point, like Yudke Vavke, which is one and his name is one. How do we know that it is called one spring? As it is written, the waters will accumulate under the heavens to one place, and the land will appear Adni. Because of this, man and his wife hid from the Lord our God. And can a person hide themselves from him? After all, it is written, if a man will hide in the hidings, and I will not see him, the speech of the Lord. But his face were covered, charulim, his face was covered with shame, as their eyes were opened, and they saw what they did above, as they brought forth the tree to be uprooted from its place, and the spring to be departed from there. And this is man and his wife hid. There their face were covered with shame, as they sinned there in what was inside the tree of the garden. That's where their faces were covered. There is one who said within the tree is the righteous. And in this place, and Moses hid his face, as it was reminded by the what happened to him at first. His sin was remembered and was covered with shame. Due to that, he merited and observed the face, the picture of the Lord. And this is the lower chokhmah, which is the fruit of the tree at the head of the righteous. Vav, the body of the covenant. Hey, hey, is the place of the foreskin and bria. The four letters were on the righteous, which is the tree of fruit, which caused the departure from it and was uprooted from the garden. So the Creator uprooted Adam from his body and departed him, dispelled him from his garden, as it's written, and he sent away Adam. The correction of 62. Bereshim, Shem Bat, Shem Esh, Shem Ashrei. Praised. At that time, the Creator departed from his Shekhinah, and one only daughter remained, as it's written, where did she sit alone? And the secret of the matter, and the Creator God called upon man and said, where are you? Ayeh ko, where now? Meaning, he told him, even though you caused all this and caused the separation in the letters, as Yud departed from Hey, Vav from Hey, and Shekhinah remained above alone, and the Shekhinah below alone. Due to that, he said to him, where are you? Ayeh ko. And he said to him, I heard your voice in the garden. Due to that, I will be fearful, for I am naked, and I shall hide. And more, and he shall hide. And the secret of the matter, naked, saw, evil, and hidden. What is the contradiction of man? But come and see, when there is permission for the destroyer to destroy. It was said about it, and emerged with fire and fine thorns, and at that time the righteous was as the wicked. And due to that, man has at that time to hide and be covered, to not be found between them, at the time in which there is a nispe without a sentence. And this is, and I shall see that I am naked, and I will hide. And what is hidden in a man from those judgments and slander that rule over him? In repentance, as it is written, I sit in the upper concealment. This is Ima, which is concealed. The upper from her is Chochmah, which is not apparent, but in Hay. In the shadow of Shadi, we shall complain, is the upper ima. The shadow of Shadi is the letter, the sign of the Holy Covenant, in which it was said, but if it would go in the shadow of man, and this is the lower Shekhinah, which is the image of the shadow of the Creator. And this is what was said about the Creator creating man in his graven image. In his actual image is the Shekhinah. In his image of the Creator, in his measure, and in the measure that he will not add nor take away from. What is Adam? This is Shekhinah. This is the middle pillar. Rabbi Elazar said, after all, in the Shekhinah it is not written about it, creation, but Atzilut. Not Briah, but Atzilut. And moreover, it could be said, and the Creator created man, what is Elohim? But the Shekhinah is called Elohim. And upon that soul that was given in man, it was said, and God created man in his image, in the form of the image of the Shekhinah. And upon that soul it is written, but he shall walk in the image of the shed, of the shadow. And if the soul departs from the body, he will not be able to move around. He told them, blessed my son to Atik Yomin. And my son, anyone who harms this form of this image as if diminishes the image, and divinity does not dwell there. And at that time, all the slanderers rule over him from the side of that blemish. And the secret of the matter is that my gods are not within me. These evils have found me. The evil have found me because Shekhinah departed from me, which is my God. Correction 63. Bereshit bara Elohim. At first the Creator created. What is Elohim? Who are these? And it was said about this, who told you that you are naked? Is it from the tree that I commanded you to not eat from and you ate? That which was said about, which we have blessed with our commandments, and that which was said, blessed is the man who did not go with the counsel of the wicked, which is the permission of the many, the woman of harlotry. What is the wicked? This is Sam and the snake, upon which Pharaoh said, who is the Lord that I should hear his voice? I should listen to. As it's written, which I have taken you out of the land of Egypt, who is certainly repentance, the cure to all the sick and afflictions. As it is written, who shall heal you? And it was said about, and he returned and healed him. You shall be remedy to your ministers. One who returns towards her husband return is meriting, which is the secret of repentance that will bring back from that degree that he distanced her from him, and to bring her back to his place and bring her close to there. At that time that Shekhinah is distant from her husband, it was said in human, and your life shall be hanging for you against. Your life, it's written, as it is written, and he breathed into his nostrils the spirit of life. One who brings her close to her husband is of merit. What is the Creator is close to all those who call for him, and all that call him truly. For whoever calls him in falsehood is distant from him. Truth, Aleph, in the head of the alphabet, Mem in the middle, Taf in the end. The prohibition of it, Yud, Ke, Vav, Ke, Emet, truth, which is the prohibition of the 441. This is the secret of 45 Ma. At the time in which Creator Israel lies in the Torah of truth, in the false oath, it said, and the truth will be thrown to the ground. What is to the ground? That is the Shekhinah, And while Israel observed the Torah of truth, it is written, truth shall sprout from the land. And in the exile it is said, and the truth shall be missing, and the falsehood rules in the world. And while truth is instilled and rises to her place, the lie is erased from the world, as it is written, the language of truth shall be forever. It's not written konanta, but what shall be forever, until it shall calm down the false tongue. And what is truth? It's the middle pillar. It's Shechina, which is the Torah of truth, was in his mouth. And who is the lie? That is some. While the truth rules, the truth moves from the world. Truth is in the end of the boxes, and it is creator created to do. The creator created it, in it he created the world, and it's called upon it and stands with the whole world and all who swore in falsehood, as if he threw the truth to the ground, and the lie rules seemingly in his place, which is Jerusalem. This caused the ruin of the temple and the world to return to tohu vavohu. As it was said, the first temple was destroyed and the land was tohu. The second temple was destroyed and darkness upon the abyss. As the truth tolerates the upper ones and the lower ones, and while the falsehood occurs, the building will be destroyed. At that time it was said about the Shekhinah that it fell and shall not rise again. As it is written, how have you fallen from the heaven, Hillel, son of Shachar? It fell on the adornment of our heads, which is the upper hay, the lower hay, Vav, the middle pillar, which suffers them both. Yesod of all, Yud, is the covenant. Anyone who lies and transgresses over it, as if he uproots it all and drops it. And this is Yud. It is the drinking stone from which the world was established. And it is written, the stone that was despised by the builders was as a cornerstone. And this is the foundation of it all, and it was built upon it. And woe unto one who sinned in the signal and the Sabbath and the sign of the tefillin and the sign of the good days and the sign of the circumcision, as if he's uprooting it from its place and brings back the world to oblivion. Rabbi Elazar said, Father, after all, Yud is above. Why is it below here? He told him, my son, this is an upper secret. There are from four letters that four names depend upon. From Yud, Yud Kei Vav Kei. From Kei, Havaya. From Vav, Vav Kei Yud Kei. From He, Kei Vav Kei Yud. Upon them it was certainly said, and you saw my posterior, but you shall not see my face. And from the side of the posterior is the lower Yud, and from the side of the face above. This is the secret, that the name inverts from judgment to mercy and from mercy to judgments. When it inverts to judgments, it is Kevav Keyud, Yud below. As it was said about the stone that was despised by the builders, they despised her torments. And those who like the torments, it inverts from judgment to mercy. To mercy, Yud Kei Vav Kei. At that time, the stone that was despised, where the Yud below inverted to above, and from the side of Vav Kei Yud Kei, it is Yud in the middle. At that time, it flattened with him, and he said, I am merit, for I have been rewarded with this. This is the essence and the foundation of all. Correction number 64. Bereshit, the creator created. Sham Ish, there is a man, there is a woman with the name of the creator. Upon them it was said, assure me with Ashishot in man and in woman. Who caused this? Because the robes of light were disrobed from Adam and Eve, and this is samechuni ba'ashishot, and the clothings of skin against the leather and the reddened and the leather of tchashim. And this is man caused, after all it is written, and man said, the woman that you gave to be with me gave me to eat from the tree, and I ate. And due to that, the Creator said to the woman, what have you done? And the Creator said to the woman, what have you done? All the sin that you have done to the Shekhinah, which is that, you did. And due to that, what is this that you have done? Which is, what is his name? What is that certainly? What is the Lord your God asking from you, but for fear? And don't call Im, but Em. Not if, but mother. As it is written, man and woman, man, mother and father, you shall fear. And this is Yudke, the upper Abba Ve'ima, as you have feared the upper Ima. And if you have done all this, certainly it was said about her, this is the sign of the covenant. As Adam and his wife were created in the form of the image of the Creator and his Shekhinah. And because of this, the sin of man was dependent on the middle pillar, and the sin of Eve on the Shekhinah. And due to this, what has this that you have done? This you have done, certainly. And that sin caused for the Shekhinah to go down into exile, where Israel would do the deeds of their fathers. And due to that, it was said, that too, when they were in the land of their enemies, I was not despised, nor have I redeemed them to smite them or to break my covenant with them. And David said about that, if an encampment will come upon me, my heart shall not fear. If war should rise upon me, I am certain of this. This was said about the war of Gog and Magog. And who caused it to be protected by it? Because it was said about it, if I were to give sleep to my eyes and rest to my eyelids until I find a place for the Lord. This is the wisdom of Solomon, upon which it was said, and the wisdom of the poor guy is despised. And upon it was said, those who respect me, I shall respect, and those who disregard me shall be lightened. As Solomon came down from his kingship, his wisdom was despised by the fools. And he saw when he rose to his kingship, it was said, and Solomon's wisdom was multiplied until it grew and reached the place it was taken from, to the place of the upper Chochmah, which is the wisdom of the head. And it is the Chochmah in the end and the Torah in the middle. In the middle pillar, the Torah of truth, above the Torah of the wise, below the wisdom of Solomon. And due to that, from the side of Solomon it was said, and the wisdom of the indigent is light, as it rose and came down with him, as it's written, and the wisdom of Solomon came down from the wise of all the primordial ones. But about the wicked, what is written about them? The Lord gave me in their hands, I shall not be able to rise. It fell and will not be able to rise. Even though she had no authority to rise on her own, the Creator shall raise her. As it is written, on that day I shall raise the sukkah of David which is fallen. And who caused it to come down from her place? That is the snake. As it is written, the Lord God said to the snake, for you have done this, which is the Shekhinah, which you caused to be dry and fallen from her place. You are wicked of all the beast and all the animal of the field. He cursed him to not have kings and rulers to rely upon, which are his feet and his hands, which he cut off, like he caused the cutting and the separation above. And due to that, you shall be going on your belly and eat dust all the days of your life. And this is what Isaac said to Esau, from the oils of the land will be your settlement. 10 curses he cursed the snake, because though divinity departed, which is the tenth of her husband, and 10 men and 10 of Eve, and 9 on the land, which sinned to the righteous, which is the ninth. They all sinned to the tenth, and the land to the righteous. And from what did it sin to the righteous? As for you, he said to men. And moreover, because man cursed the land that was taken from, as it is written, and the Creator created man dust from the land. And if so, what is the sin for the righteous who is the ninth? But because it was said of, and the Lord grew from the earth every nice tree for sight and good for eating, and the tree of life inside the garden, and the tree of knowledge, good and evil. And it had the permission to smite the hand of man so he does not eat from the tree of death. And he did not. And that's why it was said, for you. Rabbi Elazar said to him, and is there reason in the land for all this? He told him, yes. As it is written, the Lord founded the land with wisdom. He told him, after all, with the upper wisdom and in the land of the Creator, it was said this verse. He told him, my son, this against that the Creator made. There's wisdom and there's wisdom. There's land and there's land. He told him, if so, what did the land sin to the righteous for being inflicted with 9? He told him, because the tree knowledge of good and evil is like a covenant, a sign of covenant from within good, the foreskin evil, this from within and that from without. And because the sin of the tree of knowledge caused the separation between the righteous and divinity, due to that, the land was inflicted with 9. And they sinned with the Shekhinah, which is the 10th, and they received 10, 10. And come and see, there are 7 lands. Land, earth, Arka, ravine, Neshia, Tzia, universe. And Adam sinned in Bathsheba, and it was said about him, for in 7 shall fall a righteous. He contemplated the answer and said about it and rose, and he would rise. And when he went down there, he'd make deeds and beget in every land and land, and from them they would grow, and from those they wouldn't grow. And there are creatures from there from 2 heads, and there are those of 3 until 7. And there's a place where the sun illuminates, and the moon, and the stars, and the charms. And there are places where there's no light at all, but darkness and grayness. This is how they would go down to the 7 kinds of poverties. These are the ones that have no light whatsoever, as all their days are in poverty. And there are those who have light on all their days, and they are in the asirot, in richness. And there are those that at times have light and at times darkness. Those that were born in the middle of the moon are middle in this. And at times they have riches and they rise, and at times poverty and go down. And there are others that bring forth offspring and succeed, and there are those who do not succeed. There are those who succeed until half their times and die in short days. There are those who were born in the filling of the moon, those who rise and grow and live and complete all their days. And those who were born in the lacking of the moon do not grow and immediately die. And those who were born in the middle of the moon are shortened in the middle of their days. There are other lands upon which it was said, and the hole is empty, there's no water in it. Water there is none in him, but there are snakes and scorpions in it. Anyhow, there are creatures who are the people of the land, whose houses are filled with angels of sabotage, that have snakes and scorpions who bite them in several bites of torments, as they caused before coming to the world, so that they will come in an incarnation in these bodies and these houses. And when they are bitten, those snakes and those scorpions in several torments, they cry out, "Woe, woe!" And they have a quarrel with all of them at home. And they scream towards those owners of hell that they're judged by. And there are others who all their days are in happiness and pleasantness without sadness at all from all that is grown in the seven lands, and are sentenced in the seven chapters of hell. And there are in people like this, and the wise of these secrets were given this to know. Correction number 65. Bereshit bara Elokim. At first the Creator created. The parentheses and the ends of the parentheses, Aleph Bet and Aleph Mem, which are they, Yud Ke. Shem Em, name, their mother, and the secret of the matter, and man called the name of his wife Eve, for she was the mother of all alive. Like that which was said about, "For if you shall call Bina, this is the mother of all life. She is not as the first woman, who is said about the woman that you have given to be with me, which caused death to the whole world. After all, the mother of all life is written of her, as it was said about her, 'See life with a woman which you loved.'" Rabbi Elazar said to him, "And did he have two wives?" He told him, "Yes, one the good inclination and one the evil inclination. One from the side of the strong essence, harsh judgment, and one from the side of the flesh. I'm sorry, the first one from the bone, the hard bone, harsh judgment, and one from the side of flesh, which is the soft-hearted. And those of the bone are stiff-necked, and those of the woman that was taken from the bone," he said, "Ben Sirah, a bone that falls at your side is good or evil, Garerehu. And the woman with the bone," Adam said, "the woman that you have given to be with me." He did not call her his wife, like Eve, which he called, and Adam called her his wife, Eve. The other was his handmaid, and from the side of the tree of knowledge, good and evil, one was evil, one was good, and from the side of the tree of life, they are both life. In the secrets of Torah, Chava, Eve, Chet, Vav, Ke. Chet is Chochmah, 25 Ma. The rule is the name, the holy name. Chet is like upper Ima, which is the 8th to the 10th Sfirot from below upwards. And the wisdom is apparent in her, and it was said about her, "The tree of knowledge, the tree of life is to those who hold her." And from the side of breathing the nostrils, the spirit of life. And it was said, "This is he will call woman, for he is taken from man, and not any other thing that was taken from a bone for causing death, as the handmaid who's caused all that, and will know that they are naked." That's why the Creator God made to Adam and his wife a clothing of leather and clothed them. Rabbi Elazar said, "Why is it that he took it from man and she takes this? And from man, it was to say, why from man? But from Ish, there is a name Em and there's name Yesh. Shem Yesh, there is a name, as it is to appoint my beloved there are. And the name Em is the mother Bina you shall call. And they are Abba Ve'ima, Chochmah and Bina, from which she was taken. And due to that, she is taken from a man. And there's another who is called his spouse, as it is male and female that he created and blessed them and called their name Adam. Come and see Adam Arishon in the form of the image of Yud Kei Vav Kei he was created, and the form of the image of the ten sfirot, which emerge as Yud Kei Vav Kei from the side of Yud Kei Vav Kei. From the side of the Yud, it's called Ish, adverse side of the hay. The upper one is, wife is called the mother of all life. And from the side of the Vav Hey, Eve, his wife. And from the side of the Yud, Ke Vav Ke, Eve is called Adam. And in all that was, in the form of his image, he was afflicted. Correction number 66. Bereshit bara shit. This is Adam, which includes six. And these are the two handmaids from the side of the tree of good and evil. Bone and flesh, man and woman. As it was said of it, because from man this was taken. Hence they are four, Adam, male and female. As it is written, he created them, male and female, and blessed them and called their name Adam. Hence they are six. And due to that, and the Lord, the Creator, said, man was as one of him to know good and evil, which was said as one of the ministering angels. Meanwhile, Elijah opportuned with him and said, Rabbi, as one of them he should have said. If it is about the angel, the ministering angels, he would say, what is as one of them? And moreover, Adam should have been said, what is man in addition of hay? But hay of Adam is as one of him. Yihye. It does not say haya. It says yihye. It's not written. It's written haya. It's not written it will be. It's written it was. One of the four letters, which is yudke vavke, as one of the four letters, which is vav. And now, if his hand will be touched in this Yud, and if he married and he took from the tree of life, this is Vav, and he ate and lived forever, this is Vav. He certainly lived. When hay was a unit from him, it entered between good and evil, as it is written, and the Creator God created man, the two creations, good and evil, to know what they would be caused to do. And because of that, she entered between them. After man sinned of Yetzirah, the upper hay separated and departed from him. And because she did not return to him, he said, if he merits and took also from the tree of life, and ate and lived forever. And this is the tree of life that was planted in the tree of the garden. And because he did not merit to eat from it, what is written of it? And the Lord God sent him away from the Garden of Eden to serve the land which he was taken from. That which was said of, and the Creator created man, dust from the land, was not worth to be in the Garden of Torah, as he did not keep the tree of knowledge, good and evil, in the prohibition and permission. And he transgressed on the statement of his master. If he were to keep and not transgress that which his master told him, and would take also from the tree of life, which it was said that the Torah of the wise is the source of life, to move from the minds of death. The tree of life is to those who hold her. And he took also from the tree of life, and he ate and lived forever. Also, to include the female, the tree of the fruit of the tree,